Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Anti-government protests have continued across Nicaragua, despite President Daniel Ortega's promise to review the pension reforms that sparked the unrest. In the latest violence, a journalist was shot dead as he reported live on clashes between police and protesters. James Reid reports.
President Ortega's call for peaceful dialogue has done little to quell the unrest sweeping Nicaragua. Business leaders said they wouldn't discuss changes to the pension reforms until he ended violent repression. Police and government supporters have been using force against protesters who've been setting fire to public buildings and tearing down symbols of the governing Sandinista party. A prominent Catholic bishop has accused the security forces of shooting at students at a university and inside a church near the capital, Managua.
Attempts to resolve the political crisis in Armenia have collapsed almost before they started. The Prime Minister, Serge Sarkisian, walked out of a meeting with the protest leader, Nikol Pashinyan, crying foul. In a televised meeting, Mr. Pashinyan said he was only prepared to discuss the resignation of Mr. Sarkisian, who had served 10 years as president before switching roles. Here's Rehan Dimitri.
There are a lot of problems in Armenia in its external policy, you know, over-dependence on Russia, the unresolved territorial disputes with Azerbaijan. But I think the driving force for this protest is the internal policy. We've seen a significant number of young people, students, even high school children, taking part in this protest. And they're saying they want to see change in their country. They're tired of the same person ruling the country, and they believe that if the leadership changes, then that will bring about changes in other areas of life in Armenia.
The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his country is prepared to resume uranium enrichment if President Trump decides to scrap the 2015 nuclear deal. Under the accord, Iran agreed to curb its nuclear program in return for relief from sanctions. President Trump believes the deal is flawed in Tehran's favor and has set a deadline for European co-signatories to fix it. World News from the BBC.